Donovan Sears was arrested for DUI in 2008 in Minnehaha County. He refused to give a blood sample, and his blood was drawn without his consent and without a warrant. Now he contends his legal counsel was insufficient. He says his lawyer should have told him that a warrantless blood draw was unconstitutional. Attorneys for Sears and for the state argued the case before the South Dakota Supreme Court in March. Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Hallam lays out the issue in simple terms.
So what we're looking at is a 2008 arrest. And the question is do you apply the law that occurred in 2008, or do you apply the law that occurred in 2014?
Hallam argues that the U.S. Supreme Court decision in McNeely resulted in a new rule for officers to obtain warrants unless circumstances don't allow. And part of that new rule is that dissipation of alcohol content in blood over time is not an exigent circumstance. Sears' attorney disagrees.
One of the problems, and I tried to outline in my brief, is I would argue that McNeely is not a new rule.
Mark Cotty says McNeely clarifies a previous decision that law enforcement has relied on for decades to justify drawing blood without a warrant.
And what we have here is a new case, but we have an old rule coming through a new case.
Justices note in their opinion that an old rule would apply retroactively, but not necessarily a new one. They agree with the state that McNeely did result in a new rule and not one that demands retroactive application. The court announces in this opinion that going forward, it will rely on Teague versus Lane to determine if new rules apply to final convictions. That standard says a new rule applies when it is substantive and puts certain individual conduct beyond the power of the states to prohibit, or when it's a watershed rule of criminal procedure. The state Supreme Court has yet to release an opinion whether the state's implied consent law is invalidated by the McNeely decision. At the end of May, justices heard oral arguments in the case of State versus Shauna Fierro, which involves an involuntary blood draw made after the McNeely decision came out. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.